Well, as we give thanks this year, most of us probably reflect back to our grade school lessons and recall how it all started with the Pilgrims landing in Plymouth Rock in 1620.
And by 1621, they had a harvest to celebrate, but only because of the nearby Indians, the Wampanoags.
That's USDA historical expert Ann Eflin, who fills in some of the details that were likely not covered in elementary school, like how the Pilgrims and Indians communicated. Eflin says, as luck would have it, the tribe
happened to have a couple of tribe members who had been to England and knew English and befriended them.
Eflin adds that colossal coincidence most likely saved the Pilgrims that first winter.
So they were taught to plant corn and squash and pumpkins. So that first celebration, when they had been able to grow enough, they knew they would have enough for the winter, they invited the nearby Indians who had been so important to their planting to join in a celebration of the harvest.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.